Hello and welcome to the Clark Art Podcast. It's your boy, the Clark Art, aka Brian. I am no longer Brian, I am the Clark Art. I just changed my name. But anyways, in this podcast, it's going to be talking about overcoming obstacles and, you know, sharing my art journey and just what's going on right now. So basically, I'm trying to think of some things that happened recently. Basically, just getting out, working on the I Have Kratos collection, which is an interesting art piece because a lot of it was random. A lot of it happened randomly. And just developing, I believe that is ultimately my ultimate style. Obviously with the abstracts is good. And if you want certain colors behind the painting, you know, you want to layer it so you can get those colors without having to fill in the blanks later on. So layering is part of the abstract process. That's something I want to utilize more as I make more abstracts, things of that nature. So definitely check that out. July 30th, 2021, we'll have the Eye of Kratos collection. It's an amazing collection. Look very good on a t-shirt. I wear those all day long. And I'm just going to highly recommend that collection to anybody who likes black and red, you know, black, red, white art type thing. So, yeah. So it's basically a painting that, you know, is anybody fan of the God of War films or video, it's not films, but video games, they're going to like it. They're going to like it. Who likes PlayStation in general? So, really cool stuff. I might make a sequel to that one. It's one of my favorites, too. But, different color scheme. Well, the other night, I saw a deer, and it just kind of made me kind of wake up. Because, deers are a part of my job. They're a part of my existence. You know, they're part of my existence. They're a part of my genetic makeup as an artist. I enjoy looking at deer, and I enjoy drawing them. I did do a painting called Enter the Deer, which is like a deer entering in the Matrix. And he's not playing any games. He's dead serious. You know? So Enter the Deer, another nice collection. But, you know, right now, I'm just trying to add that unique flair. I got a few tools that I needed. You know, I got an eraser that's an automatic eraser, but they kind of sneaky with it because it's like, I can see this thing like going out fast, and now you gotta buy all these extra erasers, you know. But it's all good because it's still efficient. It's faster than trying to erase one by one thing at a time. So, with a regular eraser. For those of you who like watercolors, I had a recent sketch that I did in watercolor, and I messed the whole thing up. I ripped the paper and everything. It was a damn thing. It was a disaster. And after you use watercolors, don't try to, like, use something sharp to correct it. just go ahead and do something else with your time, you know. Go ahead and use something, just stick to Sharpies, ink, whiteout, stuff like that. I'm even starting not to like whiteout unless I have something specifically I want to add to a piece. You know, whiteout. Whiteout is something else. So I don't recommend you know, watercolors with regular paper. Just get watercolor paper. Highly recommend it. So it won't tear. I got another tool. It's just a small tool, just something that could help with the, you know, how I do my thing. And, oh yeah, I got those charcoal white pencils. So something I was waiting on. Made in China stuff is real cheap, but it's sometimes it's effective. I don't know if I like the quality of these pencils, but they're in one of my latest, you know, videos. So you're just attempting to, you know, make something that's nice, aesthetically pleasing. So basically, everything's going okay with the art. It's very challenging because right now I'm not making any sales. I don't have any consistent income with the art, but at the same time, I'm not gonna let up off of my prices. I want to charge what the art is worth and what the market for other similar art pieces, what those are going for that are selling. And I want to be fair to myself and fair to the customers. So we'll see. I might do a fire sale, you know, auction something off, starting off low. We'll see. But I'm just trying to work on my different listings and all that good jazz. Yeah. Just want to talk about keep talking about the when you make an art piece that goes bad, it really makes you want to vomit. You know, you've worked on a piece for an hour, and the customer doesn't want it. You've worked on a piece for 3-4 hours, and you mess up the entire painting. You literally rip the paper up. Like, the error is so bad that you rip the paper up in disgust. You know, you're mad at yourself. You're like, how the heck did I do that? You know, and you're just frustrated, but it's a learning experience. This is why you got to draw regularly. I make it a goal to draw every single day. Every single day I'm going to practice, I'm going to learn something and get better. Because it's important. You know, it's important to your, your ability to grow as an artist. Many times, like I used to teach art to somebody, and I was, you know, he was kind of frustrated because it was just like, you know what I'm saying, it was crazy. You know, I was teaching him, and he was frustrated, and, you know, just trying to encourage him to keep going. You know, the thing about art is, you may think, oh, I could draw better than that person, but you might, but at the same time, do you have the resiliency to keep going, even when none of your art pieces are looking right? You know, I finished some art pieces, and I said, I can go back over this, you know, but I'm still in kind of a learning phase when it comes to painting and art in general. You know, I'm still growing, still learning about the different aspects of painting and drawing, and how much practice has to be done, from painting skulls to proportions to muscles and muscle groups, and how do you shade different muscles from different angles. And the only way you're going to do that is drawing until you look up one of these days and it's like, well, I'm really good at art all of a sudden, you know. I did a recent Batman sketch and I didn't think it was going to be good at all. I'm like, I hope this turns out okay. And lo and behold, I mean, when it started off, I was like, you know, Batman looks like a crying frog. You know, it didn't look right, so I said, you know, I'm gonna I'm gonna have to make the adjustment here and just keep going. And lo and behold, it didn't come out that bad, you know. Kind of like has Batman overlooking Arkham City. So, you know, it has Batman looking at Arkham City. He's always bullying Robin. Come here, Robin. I'm sick of your stuff. You know, Robin.
But what, Gene Willikers, Batman? Like, why, Batman? Why are you doing what you're doing, Batman?
Because I'm sick of you. Now get in the cave and make me a sandwich, you little. See, and that's where the, you know, explicatives come in. But, you know, it's a beautiful thing to draw Batman. You know, Batman is always evolving, always bullying Robin. So, you know, this is what's enjoyable about Arkham is that you can get as crazy as you want to get. You can be as conservative as you want to get. But I think the best art sometimes is just chaos. And I did a recent abstract painting called Chaotic War. It's just chaos. You know, it's all kinds of chaos all over the place. And I love that style because it's a unique style to being chaotic. You know, nothing is normal. So, what he used to say, Gee Willikers, Batman. That's how you feel after you get done with some of these art pieces. You'd be like, this ain't turning out right. I just ripped the paper. The nose don't look right. I just finished this whole painting and thought I was done, and the eye don't look right. That's why it's good to kind of proofread your art before you're done. It's just like, wait a minute, let me go back. Let me go back. Hey, my greatest challenge with art is, I think for a lot of people with art is just staying consistent. You know, when you're out here, when you're young, you have the time to become a good artist. That's the time to really do it. You don't have all the pressures of adulthood. Bills due, overdue, bills due, overdue. You know? You know? And it's like a constant. You have family, you have children. It's a constant grind. It's 24/7, 364 grinding. Can you do art when your child is screaming in your ear for food and taking all your pencils and trying to put them in the toilet and flush them? You still want to do art, you know? A lot of people, just life gets in the way, and it's understandable. You know, we all have lives. We all have things that we like to do, and, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Be able to pursue the arts when you your back's against the wall. It's also a good anger therapy. You know, if you have anger therapy, if you need anger therapy. Art is a thing that will guide you into not being so angry all the time. Many times, like, life just is constantly beating you down, you know, it's just constantly kind of making you, beating you down and stuff. Oh, I almost got a ticket. Had to slow down a little bit. Not just 75. But basically, I wasn't going too fast. But basically, life is like a box of chocolates. Never know what you're gonna get. I reckon anew. We gonna get some big cloud guard out to you. We're on fire. And so, I'm sorry, I don't know where that came from. Just, you know, random of being random again. We gonna be there, some pot belly, chicken belly, liver, belly ducks, and some powdered beans. Excuse me, sir, what is a powdered bean?
I have no idea what a powdered bean is.
It's a bean and some pottery. And so, you know, this is actually the type of people you can paint and draw. You know, it's so great to do art because you can just, once you envision something in your head to draw, it's like, I need a pen, I need an ink pen. And some of the coolest stuff is just the stuff that, like, nobody is even thinking of. You know? And it's great, too, because you can make people smile and laugh when you're doing your thing. Like, so many things in life stress us out. A lot of us aren't happy with a lot of things. I would say some careers are souls, that take the soul out of you. You know, soul-crushing job, you know, some people would say. And so you got to fight for your soul, man. This is a battle out here, man. So much stuff is going on. You got people telling you, well, if you just take the vax, you'll be perfectly healthy. You know, so you know, health is now injections, you know. So, you know, forget about vegetables and fruits and sunlight and vitamin D and getting fresh air and water that doesn't have certain ingredients in it. By the way, Fiji water is really clean. No promo. Fiji water is good, though. Check out the distilled water. It's the best. That and fasting. So, yeah, I'm just excited overall. You know, we got the D. Clark R train running. Come along and ride on a B. Clark R voyage. So, yeah, we're rolling. I got the interview with Slick No One coming up soon. He's another artist, so he draws and paints, and he does music, too, sometimes. It's just a great thing to be able to connect with people that have that kind of, you know, they can give you different perspectives. It's easy to get kind of one-sided perspectives on things sometimes. I don't want to be inside. I want to be multi-dimensional. Times and dimensions. Yalu. You know, sorry, I had to get Arnold out of there. I'd like to draw Arnold Schwarzenegger one day. I think that would be really cool.
Me too. I love you, Drummond. You draw me now. You draw me now. You love me. You love me, Brian. Yali, get off the road, damn it. Yali.
So, you know, it's just, you know, he's, you know. I try to get Arnold to calm down, let me draw sometimes. It's just kind of difficult. But, So yeah, you know, on top of art, B. Clark Art, you know, I like to sing sometimes, too, I sing.
Isn't she lovely?
I did draw somebody with their Instagram, isn't she lovely? She never responded, it was weird.
Isn't she wonderful?
I got a little voice.
Oh, I'm so happy.
So yeah, I do a little singing. I got a, I'm multidimensional. I'm just trying to continue to grow. You continue to be weird. And I'm a weirdo. I'm not a creepy weirdo. I'm kind of weird, random. I would say more of a random weirdo. I do random stuff. It's just, I'm random with the thoughts. Okay, I'll be thinking about drawing 1 second, and then all of a sudden I'll think of a Danish. I want to eat a Danish. I lose weight and I want to eat a Danish. I know I need to eat healthy. I'm going to eat this salad, but I have got to get me a brownie. That's how random I am. I think that's a lot of us, though. I think a lot of us know we need to eat the brownie. I mean, we need to eat, we need to eat the salad and then eat the brownie. Like 1 week from that day. I don't know why I was listening to George Michael the other day, and George Michael.
Yeah, that's all I wanted was to be wanted, baby, in your eyes. That's all I needed to be money, baby.
I can't help but laugh at that. See, my head gets dizzy when I start doing impersonations.
I will be your father, figure.
I wonder what it'd be like to, I guess everybody would have known what happened with him if they just paid attention to the lyrics, you know, what were the lyrics saying, you know?
Till the end of time.
I'd hate to be walking in an alleyway and hear that. Come on, honey, let's walk down this alley right here and, you know, let's get us some of these honey baked biscuits from this little store back here in this alley. Okay, honey. All of a sudden you hear,
baby.
Like, whoa. I need to go back the other way that I came out of this alley and just never return. Got George Michael back there, but so I know I kind of went off the deep end with this podcast. I just want to let you know that you're a great artist. You don't realize it. I hear a lot of people say, you know, I can't draw a straight line. I can't draw a straight line. I hear it a lot. I'm like, well, if you can write on a piece of paper, you can draw. If you drew a bunch of squiggly lines, they go the same direction. Now you can draw. Like you can make a bigger version of that. Just make that. You know, can you stick to simple shapes, basic shapes, even with your. Oh, excuse me. I'm sure it's gassy. Even with your basic sketches, you can, you know, do some stuff that is. You can do some stuff. You know what I'm saying? But you just keep it basic, keep it simple, and good things happen. When it comes to art, you know, I think when people get things, just make things a little bit too complex, that's when things can get kind of crazy and chaotic. Some chaotic war right there. But if you think about everything in basic shapes and you think in 3D and draw through, that means, you know, you draw on the other side. You imagine what the other side of, let's say you have a hand behind somebody's back. You draw the hand behind their back, even though you the viewer in the front's not going to see it, because you're usually thinking in 3D when you draw, unless you're doing a 2D. A 2D painting. Pixels. 2D, you have 2D and you have 3D art. I love art. It's so nice. I sit down and look at art all the time. Look at this guy getting in front of me. I love people who turn lanes and they never put a signal on. They just slide in front of you. It's just so safe. So smart. I love driving past these people. tell you, when I say driving is war, it is. You don't have, you shouldn't be alert. You should be extra alert. You know, this driving thing. I have my eyes locked on the road, even though I'm doing this podcast. I'm fully aware of what's going on and everything, but I am aware that Bambi does show its ugly head. And like I said yesterday, I was about a foot away from a deer jumping in front of me, so that's not fun. It'll make you, let's just say it'll make you be very entrepreneurial. Tigers, first of all, go Tigers. Shout out to the Tigers, JSU. You know, you gotta be a champion. You know, and it's hard work sometimes. It's so easy to get discouraged, man, like, hard, anything. And that's why it's good to have a social circle of artists, so you all can pick each other up. Understand why people try to get over. It's like, let that person needs to slow down. Like if there's somebody entering the interstate, let that person go ahead and just slow down. Don't try to get, if you're a truck driver, please, man, like, really. Let that person get on the on-ramp, slow down, or go on the side of the road until they can pick it up. These trucks just run you off the road. I got somebody in my blind spot. Like, that's enough. Just don't sit in anybody's blind spot. The dumbest thing you can do in driving is sit by somebody's blind spot. They can't see you. I'd rather just go past them. You know? I tell you, man, hitting these roads every day ain't no fun sometimes. I see why people work from home. DoorDash, Uber Eats, please. Nerves. You literally have to kind of like block stupidity, you know, out of your psyche, because people are gonna do very dumb things when you're on the road. Take you out of here. Man, this is scary. Don't do this stuff. Stay home, people. Work from home. This is my B-Quad card. I think I'm gonna have to choose a different way. You know, this is how life is, though, man. It's very dangerous. You know, you got people who live their life on the edge. Kudos to you. Kudos to you who live your life on the edge. Life in the fast lane ain't for everybody. I hope I'm never, you know, recording and I get in an accident. That'll be a good podcast. No, that won't be for me. Well, maybe. I don't know. Almost to the destination. So these roads are so dangerous. You're ready to quit your if you're a courier, you're ready to quit your job maybe after 3 months. But just imagine being an Uber driver. You might quit your job even sooner because, well, there's a lot of things the drivers are unhappy about. And they're failing to address the situation. That's all I'm going to say on that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's good to be an artist. It's good to be an artist. It's your dream, though. You're going to work. Of course you're going to be pulling your eyeballs out, trying to make it happen, because it's your freaking dream. It's everything you've ever wanted. It's one moment. It's the one shot to just capture that moment and lose yourself. Eating in the evenings. Just get so sleepy. But you gotta have faith.
I gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Baby!
That's all I remember. I don't know the words. I'm just saying stuff. I do remember, God, pour your heart back on the floor.
But you gotta have faith. You gotta have faith.
My biggest art failure was, I guess singing on my podcast. No, my biggest art failure was actually trying to believe here. Trying to preach the good word here. Trying to preach the good word. The biggest art failure that I've had has been, I guess, I would say so much a failure just... No such thing as failure in art. Believe it or not, I mean, if you go out there and you make artwork and you stay true to yourself and you enjoy what you do, you work hard at what you do, and you, good things can happen. Things can happen. And any art mistake can kind of be, you know, any art mistake can kind of be treated as if it's something you meant to do. You know what I'm talking about? Like any art mistake that you make, I mean, you can literally turn that thing around and just, like, make your own, like, your own niche. All right, you may, like, take a paint. Some people may take, like, a spin brush and paint and make art with it. That might be your niche. Dominate that. Be the best at that. Be the best at that. There's other people who use them. I'm sure you use a spin brush to paint, but the more over the top you are, the better. I've seen a guy making straw art. You know, take straws and, you know, I guess hay and straws, make straws out of it. It's interesting. It's a good film. I've seen glass art. It's a lot of things. As long as Samuel L. Jackson ain't in it, I am tired of these planes and these snakes.
We are getting out of here.
You gotta announce everything you're gonna do before you do it. It's like if the building was on fire, Samuel would probably be standing there like,
we are going to get out of here because there is a fire in this house.
Like he just come on, just move, just move, man, just move, just get go already. But anyways, I'm talking about a movie. I'm not talking about anybody burning or anything. So. Oh boy. So I'm at my final destination, and oh shoot. Traffic. George Michael stopped the traffic again. Let's see. Oh man, there's a air conditioner on the side of the road. Oh man. What in the world? Look like a car blew up on them or something like that. I don't know what that is. It looked like an air conditioner. Oh, that's a dog. It looked like a cat container. Yeah, like a dog container or something. Yeah, like a dog container. Somebody just ditched it. Like, the heck with this? Somebody gonna pick it up and put it in their truck.
It was my kitty. My kitty had a mess. I told him, get out of this container. And I drove. My kitty was being pretty pathetic. And I know he was diabetic. And my kitty had to go. Otherwise, I was going to be in the snow with my doggy. Forget the kitty. Forget, I forgot. I forgot my kitty.
So that, you know, that's pretty much probably what happened. You know, she had a cat and, you know, she just ditched it. Now the cat lovers are gonna come after me now. You know, I'm I guess promoting cat violence. No, I don't promote that. I don't. So basically this is it for the B Clark Art Podcast. I'm stuck in traffic. It's so much fun. Might have to call up Barack. Now, if you're gonna call me up, be real about it. Be real about it. Okay? Alright? Be real about it. Like Drake, be real about it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody loves me. Even when I wasn't pressing. Everybody knew who you were, Barack. That ain't true. What was that? I used to get down with the boogie down. Okay? Smooth move. I was a smooth criminal. I made a... You know, I like to show my different sides and, it's probably the most sides I've ever shown you guys. But I just want to say, you know, everything, you can't get discouraged by anything, right? You kind of just laugh at all this stuff. You know, yeah, be serious. Take life serious. Think about your futures and stuff. But don't worry about it. Nothing is what it seems. And with that being said, enjoy y'all's day, if that made sense, and I'm out.